Thank you very much, our Master of Ceremony, Comrade Sylvester Nguni, our founding elders, Comrade Mutasa, Comrade Rugare Gumbo, our provincial delegates, members of the diplomatic corps, business representatives, church representatives, farmer representatives, members of the press, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for being absent for more than 18 months. It was a good leave. It's time for truth. Time for transformation. And time to build. Today is a historic day. Today we present ourselves to you in humility and the humbling comfort of the people's support. There has been tense speculation from our detractors. There has been strong anticipation from our supporters. We had to resist the temptation to formalize our being and existence without adequate consultation with the people of Zimbabwe. This is a day of great significance in our country's political history. Today, we confirm our existence or the existence of a viable, homegrown, inclusive political party. It is now public knowledge that Zimbabwe People First is here. Zimbabwe People First is now. The time we are living in calls for truth to correct our wrong past. Change for good, unity and determination to build a new Zimbabwe in peace. Zimbabwe faces an urgent need for political, economic, and social reform. We are living under an unjust system. There is selective application of the law. One for the poor and powerless. One for the rich and powerful. One for the opposition party supporters. One for the ruling party supporters. The right to self-determination and self-dignity has disappeared. The ordinary person's capacity to earn a living continues to disappear. People's savings have long since disappeared. Government itself faces a severe cash squeeze. Many of our civil servants work tirelessly without adequate tools or resources, not to mention lack of timely and adequate remuneration. Zimbabwe does not have any currency of its own for many years now. Infrastructure is old and dilapidated. and adequately in need of repair, if not complete replacement with the most modern technology. The investment environment is crowded by multiple incoherent policies, inadequate and affordable credit finance, and an urgent need to reform a parasitic, non-performing parastatal sector. This has given rise to economic decay in both urban and rural area centers across the whole country. Zimbabwe urgently needs investor-friendly and market-driven policies to stimulate economic activity. In order for all this to take effect, the scourge of corruption will need to be totally uprooted so that the nation is rid of its cancer and evil spirit. There is an urgent need to create jobs for the huge growing army of unemployed and hopeless people out there. A whole review of the Indigenization Act will be effected. We shall instead emphasize economic empowerment that attracts investment and promotes the broad-based socio-economic and infrastructure development and objectives of the build. The agricultural, banking, financial, manufacturing, mining, tourism, all these sectors are all in need of well-designed restructuring to make them geared to a 21st century emerging African economy that creates jobs and promotes economic growth. Faced with an imminent drought season and a political management team without focus, there is no credit for finance, no irrigation infrastructure, and no marketing mechanisms to mitigate the agricultural challenges that lie ahead. Farmers lack adequate inputs, and where the few farmers produce, they find no markets. A well-defined land policy should be instituted and properly administered to ensure full and sustainable utilization of land by recipients. There should be an independent land audit to weed out multiple land farm ownership and to support sustainable land use. A more acceptable security of tenure will replace the offer letter, which leaves both the recipient and the lender very insecure. Bankable and transferable leases are not an option, but a given. Zimbabwe is a broken country. In dark times such as this, we look to the government of the day to serve as builders of a better country for all. We look to the government of the day to bring the change that is desired by all. We know we will not get this from the government of the day. It has broken the social contract that should exist with the Zimbabwe people. The people of Zimbabwe voted for a new democratic constitution in 2013, but it is still to be fully implemented. In line with the new constitution, we need the electoral laws reformed to ensure a free and level playing field. It is the government of the is the government of the day looking at this? No. The suffering masses, through their political representations, need to make this point loud and clear, so that the next election is not in any way disputed or considered flawed or rigged, so as to deny legitimacy to any outcome thereof. Our great nation is crying for transformation. My fellow citizens, change and hope lie in the promise of honest and hard work. Zimbabwe People First stands for accountability, hard work, and transparency to build a better Zimbabwe. Corruption in any form, at any level, has no room in a Zimbabwe People First government. This is the commitment of the People First to you. The commitment to serve honestly and justly. The commitment to bring about change. Our blueprint to unlock investment and leverage our development build outlines our policy thrust to change Zimbabwe for good. Zimbabwe People First believes in a Zimbabwe that belongs to all people who call it home, regardless of disability, ethnicity, agenda, or gender, nationality, political affiliation, race, or religious affiliation. This was an important value of Zimbabwe's liberation struggle. And Zimbabwe People First is entirely devoted to this particular value. Zimbabwe People First is therefore an inclusive party. It is a party made of many, a diversity of Zimbabweans brought together by a common value inherent in us and vision of our nation that we carry, and the realization that we have to serve this great nation from wanton destruction by those who do not want to see what the people value and want. Zimbabwe People First is informed by the values of Zimbabwe's liberation struggle. The legacy of the liberation struggle belongs to all Zimbabweans. We fought for the right to self-determination, the right to freedom, the right to vote under the principle of one person, one vote. Not one man, vote for us all. One of Zimbabwe's greatest sons in the struggle, in the Liberation War, General Josiah Magama Tongogara, once said, "We are not fighting against a white man. We are fighting against a system. It is the system." the system, that system which is unjust. Today, let me say, that system which is unjust is the end of court. That system, today, that unjust system, ZANLA, ZIPRA, and the Zimbabwean masses fought against, remains a noose around our necks, as that system has stolen any hope for the people of Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe People First is a dynamic party that embraces the future, a party that offers transformation and hope to the young and old people of Zimbabwe, a party that will remove the unjust system once and for all through economic, political, and social reform. Zimbabwe People First believes in a Zimbabwe where the civil service is apolitical, efficient, meritocratic, professional, transparent in its conduct. Without these traits, we can't build a better Zimbabwe. We cannot build or bring about change and restore hope. The effect of evil of civil servants or civil service, the effective civil service we shall assemble provides a basis for the vibrant economy we aim to build. We shall encourage and institute e-government throughout the service to achieve set targets by set timelines to curb corruption. We shall ensure that government's role is to facilitate, promote, regulate for a level and a sustainably stable economic playing field. Zimbabwe People First is committed to ensuring that Zimbabwe regains its rightful place in the global community of nations. We shall rejoin the Commonwealth. We shall be committed to meeting our international debt obligations. We will seek rapprochement with countries that currently have poor diplomatic and difficult economic relations with us without sacrificing our national sovereignty. Zimbabwe shall strengthen its relations with all those countries it currently enjoys good relations. Let me now address a certain level of skepticism which is bound to be directed at Zimbabwe People First by some stakeholders. That skepticism which says, you were in ZANU-PF for many years. When should we believe, or why should we believe that you transform this country? My simple answer is that People First is a new entity with new values and followers from every political party in Zimbabwe, including those that had never joined any political party before, from every province and ethnicity. We are the people, and what brings us together, all of us, is our desire to transform and to build a better Zimbabwe. We are not a one simple woman's party. What we are is a party with a one people center of power. I must also speak for myself. I have known only one political party since I joined the liberation struggle. I'm now outside that party, and I will not go back. And I'm swearing before you today, and TV is facing me. I'm neither a witch nor an assassin. This is now there for all of us to see what is happening opposite. I've never been a pretender. That is why you never heard me encouraging or promoting hate speeches. If there is any crime that I am guilty of, which I can stand before the court, is that it is the belief in the periodic constitutional and democratic renewal of leadership from within. And this is the same position I'm now promoting within Zimbabwe People First. Maybe that one I'm also going to be cast by People First. In the coming months, Zimbabwe People First will make preparations for an inaugural elective People's Convention to usher in substantive leadership to all positions within the party, from the ward to the national level. To this end, I will be announcing a national management committee to spearhead this process, the emphasis and objective being to hold a successful inaugural elective convention. At this stage, let me highlight Zimbabwe People First's position on coming and working together with other like-minded political organizations. We will stand by and support all those that believe in what we stand for. That is peace, freedom, democracy, and prosperity for all. To this end, we will strive to ensure a coming together and a meeting of minds on this vision. To this end, we will encourage and promote dialogue amongst all like-minded organizations. And to this end, we will support a convergence of minds and views under an objective to attain peace, freedom, democracy, and prosperity for all. To this end, we will seek the mandate of the People First members to take this to its logical conclusion. Let me conclude by calling all Zimbabweans within and without our borders from all walks of life to be part of this agenda to restore practical and meaningful hope to our people. We accept political diversity. We embrace political tolerance and abhor political violence and intolerance. We don't accept it in whatsoever form. We wish well to all the people of Zimbabwe as we embark on this huge challenge to transform our country, to embrace and adopt all the above. We urge all our war veterans, the police, the army, the Air Force and intelligence services to defend the Constitution of Zimbabwe. So, people of Zimbabwe, let us bring the transformation that brings the hope that everybody or everyone is looking for. Zimbabwe People First is carrying the desire for transformation and hope for all Zimbabweans. On behalf of People First, I want to appeal to all Zimbabweans to rally behind this call to build our country in peace while some revolutionaries are busy pulling Zimbabwe down. I thank you and God bless you. Please allow me to inform you my management team. But before I do so, we only managed to come up with this team after a hard working group led by our founding elders had done a sterling job of going right across the country, consulting our people, giving us their nod. And so, after a good 9 months plus, we then decided to register ourselves. So it became a public secret that our party was registered on the 12th of February. And so we then decided to ask our mobilization teams right across the country to give us names of people who can participate in management committees that will help People First work towards our inaugural elective convention. So these members were brought by these members that I'm going to call out that are leading in our 10 provinces. Apart from me, we have our two elders that I've introduced before, our founding elder, Comrade Didmus Mutasa, founding elder, Comrade Rugare Gumbo. And in the office, we have Comrade Sylvester Nguni and Comrade Kogen Matanire. for coordination purposes, those who have done the job in Marsh West, we have Comrade Sylvester Nguni. Mashonaland and Central, we have David Butau. Manicaland, we have Comrade Kaunye. Matabeleland North, we have Comrade Mukandla. Matabeleland South, we have Comrade Matutu. In Midlands, we have Comrade Shrova. In Mashonaland East, we have Comrade Mutize. In Mashingo, we have Comrade Makova. In Bulawayo, we have Comrade Pastor Blayani. In Harare Province, we have Banda. They have teams that they work with. These have now recommended the following members to lead our teams. Comrade Mavaire will be leading our mobilization committee. Our information and publicity committee will be chaired by Comrade Metuseli Moyo. Our legal committee will be led by Gift Nyandoro. Our external committee will be led by John Shumba Mvundura. Our provincial security will be led by Christopher Ndiweni. Research strategy committee, David Butau. We still have four committees. Majita, pane vabvunza mubvunzo. Muchishona. Wokuti tavapapi nokutaurirana nevamwe vemamwe mapato. Chokutanga kutaurirana nemamwe mapato. Kuri kunyanya kutauriranwa mumapepa nawo. Unonzwa mai mujuru vachinzi vasangana navatsvangirai. Mai mujuru vapenga nokuti varamba chinzvimbo. Amai mujuru vazodi handisati ndaonana navatsvangirai. Kubva takaparadzana panguva yehurumende yemubatanidzwa kusvika nanhasi. Sezvandareva munauro yandakupai, isu hatirambe kutaura nevane pfungwa dzakafanana nesu. Vamwe vangu vanga vachionana navo vari paukama, vari pakunzwana, vachivaudza kuti zvakananga musangano wedu ndozvipi. Pavaitaura navo inguva yakati rebei mumashure umu tisati tatombonyoresa musangano wedu. Saka zvimwe zvacho zvamaitaura taitadza kunzwisisa kuti muri kuzvitaura zvichibva kupi, nokuti isu tanga tisati tane musangano wanga wanyoreswa pasi. Saka vemapepa, zvimwe zvacho ndofunga munenge muchinyora kuti tiwane mari. Ndinofunga makaita mari, uye ndofunga mucharamba muchiita mari. Saka ngatichiitai mari tazochitaurirana, sezvo tane bato rapo pamurahu. The second one, yes, I'm sure we have one or two incidences that I've also witnessed one of which I can mention, which took place in Murewa, where one of our families lost a home through arson, through fire. And I'm sure those are the things that we have always been talking about in People First, that we don't promote violence, neither do we promote hate speech. We are for peace. Maybe I can also include the one that a colleague has also raised, where through our Meet the People meetings, I have met horrifying situations where people have been showing me scars which have been inflicted over the years. And up to now, no medical attention has been given to those in order to correct them. And the surprising thing is, when people first meet, we start by a prayer, a real one. And we tell people to really make an oath, almost to say that we are a one people. We are for building Zimbabwe. Yes, we are not going to cover up anything. But for now, we have one thing, and one thing first, is for us to work out a united force so that we build Zimbabwe. And everything else then comes second. We can only solve some of these things when we understand each other, when we know exactly what it is that we are after. Or else we can't start several fronts when we know we have to win the minds and hearts of those hearts that are broken. And you should be there to hear how these people are really coming forward, accepting that this is the organization that has been approved, that they are now beginning to see that it can bring the people of Zimbabwe together. Because even those that have been at each other are able to work together and talk to each other without any animosity. So these are some of the things that I am witnessing. I have witnessed when I was meeting the people before the registration of our party. Talking of coalition, we will cross the bridge when we get there. I don't believe in doing things when we are not yet there. We have a lot of things that we are working on right now. And I don't harbor any, you know, anything that somebody will have done bad to me. Some of those people maybe did not understand who I am. They were just talking because they were told to say something. If you ask or call him to come and have a face-to-face discussion with me, he might not be in a position to repeat what he said. Because I know others said those things under the influence of toxic substances. So it's not anything that pays anybody to repeat certain things. We have more important things to talk about, to discuss about, and get the country forward. And the army has a very important job to do. They have an immense responsibility. The army cannot talk of politics that, like what we are now suggesting in People First. For those that are talking about the so-called cases, it's now more than 18 months since those were labeled against me. No docket has been brought forward. I don't know what that means to you. Zimbabweans, let me just say this maybe once and for all. I don't believe in talking about other people's characters. So can we, or if you are asking me questions, ask me progressive questions. I'm not God. Yes, President Mugabe has been my boss for a long time. And I don't want to be dragged into discussing persons. We want to talk things that will take Zimbabwe forward. That will bring bread and butter on the table for you and me. That will help people in Malipati and Mukumbura have good roads, medicines in hospitals, not to spend time talking about other people. What is it that we are doing for Zimbabwe? To get Zimbabwe like any other admirable countries. When we talk about all those negative things, what payments are we getting for those poor people with no shoes, for those comrades with no limbs, for those old men and women with children who have departed through AIDS, for those orphans? I thank you.